1-800-903-222. Coming up this hour, if you have an electric car and you want to take it on back roads, you're going to want to hear what we've got up next.
I declare you are the one I love.
You know my heart, you know my soul.
When I'm in the car or doing chores, washing up, vacuuming, taking out the bin,
you bring the greatest joy into my life. You're everything to me.
Declare your love to the music you can't live without. Vote now for the Classic 100 at ABC Classic Online.
You've probably heard about electric superhighways and the plans to make charging networks for the electric vehicles on our major highways. But what if you've got an electric car and you want to take it on the back roads? Well, Mullaney is about to get the area's first fast charging electric vehicle station. Peter Pammett from the Maple Street Co-op is on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Oh, I'm chugging along nicely. And I believe that you're also going to be chugging along nicely. When's the charging station going in?
Hopefully this week. There's been a few supply issues. I think there must be a little bit of demand around the country. But hopefully this week. That's what we're planning.
And why? Why are we putting one in?
Why? Maple Street Co-op, you know, we're a little health food store in Mullaney, and we're owned by members, and we have strong environmental and social and, you know, health food values. And it's just part of our ethos, really. You know, we've got solar panels all over our roofs, and we'd like to promote electric cars, obviously. And I think, you know, as you were saying, the super highways there, the government's doing that, but once you get off the road, there aren't too many in small towns and communities. So we just thought, yeah, let's do this. We have a driveway down the side of our building, so it's an easy thing to do. We don't have to put in big infrastructure. And we thought, well, this would be great just to promote electric vehicles. And if any of our members have decided that they want to buy one, you know, they can charge up while they do their shopping.
So how will it work? Like, is there a difference between a fast charging station and a, like, plugging it into a normal PowerPoint?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, the fast charging is a 22 kilowatt charger. So most people at home, if you've got a 10 amp, it's only a couple of, you know, 2,000 watts. So it might take overnight to charge. A lot of people have home chargers, which work at about 7 kilowatts because they're just single phase power supplies. We have a commercial three phase, so we can go to the 22 kilowatt. They do have really fast charges on the superhighway and some of the service stations, but they're very expensive to put in. So we've just sort of gone for the middle of the road. So people can, if in half an hour, they can probably get 10 to 15% in their battery.
So how long does it does it take to charge the whole thing? Like, if you were going to go from, let's say, Mullaney down to Montville or even out into the Merri Valley, would you need to charge it for like half an hour?
Yeah, I mean, I think people with electric cars, the whole story is slightly different. With your petrol or diesel car, you wait till your tank's almost empty and then you fill it up. But with electric cars, it's all about just topping it up when you can. The batteries like to be between 20 and 80%. Once they get to 80, they really slow down charging. So it's really about just trying to get top-ups where you can, just so you can feel secure as well, I suppose. and the other thing that we've worked out, there's a few people up here in Mullaney that have got them. And as you know, it's quite a big hill up from Landsborough.
Yep.
And that takes a little bit of a drain out of some people's batteries, about 10 or 15%. So if they stop at the co-op, they can get that back in half an hour. So we thought, this is a really good idea. So just to help people out, because they probably drive up the hill from Landsborough and go, my battery's just dropped.
Dropped a little
gone
bit.
Gone down a bar.
It's a big hill. Speaking of the co-op, how is it different to other business models if someone's never been there before?
It's owned by the members, basically, as a co-op. So we have about 1,100 members. they buy a share, and that entitles them to a 5% discount at the shop. They elect our board of directors. They set our strategic direction. They give us ideas about what products they want us to sell. So we mainly sell health food and organic produce, fruit and veg and things like that, and bulk. So we're all about sustainability and trying to avoid packaging and things like that. So we do bulk stuff.
So I understand your membership's been growing a little bit.
Yeah, we expanded our shop in December, just before Christmas, which has given us the shoppers a much better experience. They can actually find some of the things in our shop. We had a very cramped little space, so now people find it much more inviting. We're wheelchair friendly now. We put a ramp in and things like that. So people just have gone, wow, this is a great little shop, and it's even better now. So I might join up.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on ABC Sunshine Coast. That was Peter Pammett, who is the business manager at the Maple Street Co-op in Mullaney, who are getting a fast-charging electric vehicle station for those who want to explore the Sunshine Coast hinterland.